Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of The Homecoming. Harold Pinter's play is now 50 years old, but in this anniversary production directed by Jamie Lloyd, it proves to have stood the test of time and remains a compelling, unsettling and darkly humorous masterpiece. Ron Cook plays Max, the abrasive and bullying father to two adult sons who still share the family home. Lenny, played by John Sim, and wannabe boxer Joey, played by John McMillan. Also there is Max's brother Sam, played by Keith Allen. Not that these three allow themselves to be pushed around by the poison tongue Max. Both the slightly camp Sam and Lenny give as good as they get. Into this simmering pot of tension comes a third son, Teddy, played by an impressive Gary Kemp, who returns home after 6 years away, accompanied by his wife Ruth, played by Gemma Chan, who's being introduced to her in-laws for the first time. Teddy is the family member who has made good, and he's been working as a philosophy lecturer at a university in America. But his return and the introduction of Ruth does little or nothing to soften the edgy atmosphere in the house, but it does give things a whole new dynamic. Ruth, thrust into this den of macho posturing, at first seems understandably ill at ease, but there is soon a subtle shift of power, and the play moves to some very dark places indeed. It's all superbly marshalled by Lloyd, and the writing is of course impeccable, with Pinter hinting at so much more to these people's lives that remains unsaid. Performances too are without fault, in particular John Sim, whose chummy Cockney manner and cold rictus grin barely conceal a ruthlessness and a capacity for violence. In fact, everything here, including Sutra Gilmore's effectively sparse set and George Dennis's fractured sound design, come together to make this revival an absolute triumph. The Homecoming continues at the Trafalgar Studios until the 13th of February. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.